Dear fellow redeemed, the end of next week we celebrate Valentine's Day. We send gifts and cards to our Valentines expressing our love and devotion. Well, this morning we have a love letter from God found in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. In this love letter, God tells you, fear not, for He is the Lord your God. There are a lot of things that we can fear in this life, things that raise doubts in our minds, concerns about the future, what will you do after you graduate. This time of year, you may wonder if you have a Valentine. And if you have one, do they feel about you as you feel about them? Have you ever wondered if God really loves you? Think about all the things that you have ever done, all the things that you continue to do, things that God does not want you to do. Think about the things that you have said, what you've looked at, the thoughts that you have had. When we examine our lives, we see that we have fallen far short of the perfect obedience to God that God requires for us to earn His love. So does God really love you? Well, this love letter that we have this morning leaves no doubt. Fear not, God says, for I have redeemed you. Think of how beautiful those words are. To redeem means to buy someone's freedom. By nature, we were sold as slaves to sin and death. We are separated from God and heading toward eternal separation from God. But fear not. God, who created you and formed you, has redeemed you. And how has He done that? God loved the world. God loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to reconcile you to God. This Valentine's Day, remember the person who loves you the most. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends." And that's precisely what Jesus did for you. He laid down his life on the cross to pay for your sins and to take them away. Now, if you were to receive a Valentine's Day card addressed to occupant, it wouldn't mean very much, would it? You may hear verses like John 3:16 and wonder, does this really apply to me? Well, again, the words we have this morning leave no doubt. In verse 1, God says, "I have called you by your name. You are mine." God has called you by name. He has redeemed you. This redemption is for you. So you can take John 3:16 and put in your name. For God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son. And you can know that God says to you in verse 3, "I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." We don't need to come to God and timidly ask Him to be mine. He is your God because He has redeemed you. When we profess our love for someone, we often hope for a blissful time together. In fact, we may even promise to make life better as long as we are with that person. Similarly, we think that God should make our lives better, don't we? Now that we are redeemed and that we are God's, we should have no more problems, right? Well, is that what God promises? Is that what you experience? If you're anything like me, you still face difficulties and problems and heartache. When I was young, there was a popular country music song that has the lyrics, "I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden." This song talked about that in a relationship, there can be many problems, regardless of the promises that one makes. But what about with God? Well, God doesn't promise us a rose garden in this life either. We see that in verse 2. God does not say that we won't pass through water, that we won't have to cross rivers, or even walk through fire and flame. In fact, He assumes that we will. But what God does say is that when you pass through the waters, He will be there with you, so that they don't flow over you and overwhelm you. And that's far better than the song's promise, which goes on to say, there won't always be someone there to pull you out. But God promises to be there with you and pull you through. He will always be with you so that when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Now that doesn't mean that we should go out and light a fire and try to walk through it and see if God will really do this. That's the temptation that Satan gave Jesus out in the wilderness, to put God to the test. But you do not need to test God. You can trust His promise here to be with you. And why? Because He's already done verse 1, where He says that He has redeemed you. And if He has done that, He will do verse 2 as well and be with you. One of the last things that Jesus said to His disciples on the night in which He was betrayed was, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." This verse is written on the seats just outside the door here, and it's a good verse to remember. And it's what we hear this morning in Isaiah 43, "Fear not, for I am with you." There may be many things that unsettle us in this world, but no matter what they are, God promises to be there with you, to help you through them. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. That verse is often quoted, but it's still true. And listen again to what it says. All things work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose. And what do we hear from God this morning? "I have called you by your name. You are mine." So you can know that God will work all things for your good. While God doesn't promise us a rose garden here on earth, He promises to be with us always, even to the end of the age. But that's not all. He redeemed us by sending His Son as the atoning sacrifice for us, our ransom, so that we can have eternal life with Him. And listen to the description of what awaits you from Revelation chapter 21. "And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.'" So fear not. The Lord is your God. He has redeemed you and calls you by name, and He is with you in every trial. Now we close by singing hymn 427, verses 3, 4, and 7. Verses 3, 4, and 7 of hymn 427.
Yeah, I was back from college.